Well, in our booth right now is the newest Yankee, Roger Clemens. What's up? Why are you surprising people like that?
It came quick, believe me. I was running around in Houston, and everything happened so fast. So it's great to be back, and picked a beautiful day to get back in the city, that's for sure. So Andy's going to be upset with me. They kept it pretty quiet over the last 48 hours. I was talking to Andy last night, and I didn't say anything to him. Wasn't sure if it was everything was going to happen that did. And so it's time to go to work. I've got a lot of work to do and to get back up here.
What have you been doing?
I've been throwing. My program, I sped it up quite a bit. I mean, I was totally wrong. I think last time I talked to you, I talked about how everybody's pitching staff was all intact coming out of spring, the three clubs that we were talking about. And, man, it sure changed in a hurry. And I was getting a lot of emails and calls from my teammates telling me to let's go. So
1-2 to Vedro. It's a
great play.
Diving stop by Minkiewicz.
Beautiful.
You're motivating the team. Now, we're going to find out from Roger when we get back. There's a little tease. When he thinks he can make his first start. So you're going to have to stay tuned for that. You see a nice play there by Minkiewicz and a nice feed to Farnsworth. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. Yankees 5, Mariners nothing. Roger Clemens is a Yankee. He's in the broadcast booth with us right now. Stadium, Ron Guidry was listening. The pitching coach walks over to Andy Pettit and goes, "Did you know?" And Andy goes, "No, I didn't know." And he's telling the truth, right, Roger?
He is. He's going to be upset with me. I talked to him yesterday, and I didn't let him know anything. I was on my way up here anyway. I was going to do a little thing with Continental Airlines. I was going to play in their golf tournament tomorrow for Continental Air. And so that's how we disguised a little bit. And like I said, everything just happened so fast. I was not real sure what was going to happen, if it was going to happen. And Randy Hendricks called and told me that we've got a deal if you want to go back to work. And I said, let's do it. My timetable is already sped up anyway.
Sean Green is a new pitcher for the Mariners. So when do you think you could get on the mound and pitch in a major league game?
I hope before the end of the month. That would be an early timetable. And if not, maybe at the first of June, somewhere in there.
Why did you decide to come back? I mean, you've had perfect opportunities to just hang them up. And I spoke to you during the winter. And there seems to be that pull. What's the pull, Roger?
My teammates. I mean, Derek was on me once a week, especially when things weren't working out. And you know, make no mistake about it. These guys are still a lot of my close teammates, and I've watched them from afar, and I'm watching them battle, and I see the problem that's going on with the pitching staff also. The injuries are incredible.
Cairo will dunk one into left field for a base hit.
I've seen the injuries. There's a lot of them you can't control. I'm as excited, like I've always told y'all, that the job that I've been doing during my downtime working with young pitchers. There's a lot of young pitchers here that I look forward to talking to and see what kind of makeup they got for down the road, Yankee teams down the road, their future. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to love doing that, but I'm excited about being back.
I have one thing to tell you, though. I know you have a flair for the dramatic. June 1st, the Yankees are in Boston. Is that really, you really want to start there?
I don't really care where I start. I want to make sure that I'm healthy and ready to go, and that I have the stuff that I need to have to get it done, so I don't have to see Mr. Torrey running out there getting the ball from me too many times.
Roger, how about some of the things, the chances and opportunities you had playing at home and maybe having a bit of a flexible schedule while with the Astros? Is there any special circumstance here that may or may not have?
Not at all. I'll see Kobe here and there, but I'm here. I'm locked in, and I know what to expect coming back here. My family obviously had to be okay with it, and I'm at a good point now. Like I said, my second oldest is headed to the University of Texas. It's been a crazy weekend. He's a sculptor. He was doing some artwork. He cut his hand up pretty bad, so we were in the emergency room from 2 to 4 in the morning just the other night, and he's okay. And so I just get everything in my family situation, everything off the field that I really enjoy doing. You know, I've got a lot going on, in the community at home in Houston, which I love doing. And, of course, I've heard that, I've gotten the phone calls and the emails from my teammates here. And, there's a lot of responsibility. I think I can bring a little bit with me and some experience, obviously, but there's a lot of responsibility that goes along with it, and that's the challenge I need to.
How much of
for.
A tug did you have going back to where it all started in Boston? Was that legitimate?
It did. Randy went and visited with all three teams, and I said if I'm going to do that, he basically let me know he was going to start talking to teams, and that if in fact I was going to do this, I needed to pick up my pace on my schedule or just go ahead and shut it down completely. So We did. I mean, I was throwing batting practice to the minor leaguers, and I've been throwing quite a bit. So hopefully I'm ahead of schedule. And, again, that had a lot to do with Jeet and these guys, you know, throwing me emails and Andy calling me and everything else. So it's time again.
Roger, tell me what it was like. I mean, we had goosebumps watching it. I mean, the crowd looking up at you, and, I mean, the ovation was so amazing. What was going through your head?
Well, again, it's happened so fast. I think I'll take a deep breath. I'm going to get a little work here today and get some work in before I head out. But it was exciting, you know. I guess it was a little exciting when I was driving over, the excitement that was going on here at the ballpark. So got a little taste of that. But the reception was great. And, again, I hope I can get back here and help these guys get the job done. There's only one level here, and you know what it is. So,
did it concern you? Because I know that you don't want to come back and pitch for a team that struggles. You want to be in the postseason again. The Yankees have gotten off to a slow start. Why'd you choose the Yankees?
Well, I think you can – obviously, I have quite a bit of friends and ex-teammates, now current teammates again, on this club. And that may be a difference. I'm comfortable around those guys too. So it might have had something to do with it, but I mean, let's face it, these guys know how to win. One of the best managers, if not the best. I've enjoyed playing for Joe. The best clutch hitter you have there on deck in all of baseball. And obviously the best closer that I've ever had an opportunity to be around that's out there in that bullpen. I mean, I can go on and on if you want me to give you some more. But the bottom line is, it's still amazing to me there's three or four guys down there that don't have a championship ring. And that shouldn't be the case with this type of ball club.
When you left the mound in the 2003 World Series, you legitimately thought that that was it. And here we are in 2007, and you're still pitching. What keeps you coming back?
I was very upset in 2003. Not upset that you know, I had so many flashbacks when that first happened, and then I took a deep breath and knew that I had a chance to be in the bullpen throughout the remainder of that series. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, when it ended, I thought that was it. I thought I had thrown my last pitch, and I felt good about it. You know, that was my mother's wishes, and so we've come to grips with a lot of that. I've been playing at home. I didn't know the circumstances that would happen with Andy going back to Houston, and you know, I just feel very blessed. My body's been holding up. What can I say? I mean, I've taken care of myself, and I've done the work. I've always enjoyed working, and again, working with young guys. So hopefully that'll be the case here. I want to get my body ready for a situation like this on this field here, and that's just going to take a little more time.
So let me get this straight. Did you sign a three-year deal?
You know what? looking at Randy Hendricks and Cash in there, he might have signed me to 3 or 4 years, and I'm going right into senior softball. I don't know what's really going on. I haven't seen a whole lot of anything right now. I just know that I'm back, and I know what challenges I've put in front of myself again. And, you know, I've got a lot of teammates that are working for the same thing right down there in that dugout. So.
Now, although you've been exchanging messages with the guy at the plate, did Jeter know that this was happening?
He did not. He just said, "What you know? Let's you know." He's been on me pretty hard for the last 2 weeks.
Well, you did good. You did a good thing there. Most surprising is how that didn't get out.
Right. No one knew.
Nobody.
Well, like I said, it came to me fairly quick too, and then I had a lot going on. So.
So you're excited, nervous?
I'm excited, and I'm ready to. I'm ready to, you know, it's another challenge, Al, you know. It's another challenge. I expect to do things at the age of 44, 45 like I did when I was 25. I expect to be able to perform like that, and I will be most disappointed if I don't. And, again, it's a disappointment here if I don't, you know, I have some other inner thoughts that I will share with people at the end of the year, another reason why I came back here, and I'll save that for down the road. So remind me after this is all said and done. Hopefully we're having a parade and everything else goes along with playing here in New York. But that's the goal that you have when you come back here. I know that's the reason why Andy came back. And I'm looking forward to playing some old teammates and meeting some of these new guys that I just had a brief chance to meet in spring training when I was there with y'all.
It's 5-0 Yankees. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, first and second at Bray with the price. See, you wearing your Yankee ring?
Oh, yeah. I every once in a while I break that thing out. It's great to have a choice too, by the way.
Yeah, you have two that you can choose from.
It's nice.
No, just looking at you, you didn't eat a lot of pizza. You don't look like you put on weight.
No, I'm not. I'm about at playing weight right now, and I feel pretty good. Again, when you're chasing around my oldest one, all four boards, really. I told you moss is not going to grow underneath my feet.
That one's lined to left and foul.
Trying to stay pretty busy and stay active. So
now, will you have to go down and pitch minor league games, and you'll go through different levels? Is that the way it's planned?
I think within the next 48 hours, I'll probably have a sit down, and they'll find a slot for me, and that's what we'll work backwards towards, and not have any setbacks. I know when I went through a similar situation last year, when I got closer to my start at the major league level, I wanted to back off just a little bit and stay away from injury so I could answer the bell. So I'm going to go at it pretty hard in the next 2 weeks, just like I have the previous 2 weeks.
3-2. Hit sharply right at the third baseman, Beltre, and that'll do it. Roger.
All right, buddy.
Welcome back.
See,
welcome
see y'all
back.
Down the road.
Roger Clemens
Congrats.
Is
Thanks,
a Yankee
buddy.
Again, and here yeah. is how he announced it.
See y'all down the road.
Yeah.
Well, they came and got me out of Texas, and I can tell you it's a privilege to be back. I'll be talking to y'all soon.